We can't come to an absolute conclusion, but I do appreciate the labors that you have given here. The reality is we need to identify not so much where he comes from, but his characteristics. And his characteristics, whether they be coming out of Rome or whether they be coming out of Islam, are still the same. And he's going to gain the kingdom by flattery. And he is going to purport to be the Prince of Peace. And that, my friends, is what is going to attract so many to his guile. I hope you will not be attracted. But you need to focus on the true Prince of Peace. Do that today. Preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views. Because, of course, this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. And certainly we've had a lot of people this week are very upset about Rand Paul's endorsement of the Mitt Romney campaign. A lot of people are very unhappy with Ron Paul. Now, this is not Rand Paul, the son who endorsed Romney, but Ron Paul, and does it. Ron's back in Washington, D.C., trying to get his legislation to do away with the Federal Reserve System. But he's made some sort of an announcement saying that he knows now that there is no way he's going to be able to have enough delegates to win the nomination, the Republican nomination, and many people are very unhappy about that. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about what's happening to our economy? Certainly, if you read what the government puts out, they will tell you that we have low inflation, that we're recovering from the recession, that certainly things are looking better. But the truth of the matter is, they're lying. If figures don't lie, but liars figure, they work for the government, and because you want the true statistics of what is really going on, we suggest you go to shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com, John Williams' website, and find out what the real inflation rate is. It's not 2%, as they say, 2 or 3%. It's really about 10%. I mean, if you actually calculate the inflation rate the way they have in the past, the unemployment rate is not 8.2%, as they say, because, of course, that is what's known as U2 unemployment. U3 unemployment, which has to do with the real figures, as they have traditionally been calculated, you get to U6 unemployment. Why this is the way it has always been calculated, it's about 16.2%. And if you take out all of the fudge factors they've added, the real current unemployment rate in the United States is about 22.3%. And that means the unemployed Those, of course, who have given up looking for work, and those who are underemployed. And those are figures that was known as U6 unemployment before they came up with all of the fudge factors. And you put this all together, we're really in a recession. We've never come out of the recession. We're having and the recession is going to persist because there's no way in the world we're ever going to be getting out of that. So basically what you need to do is begin to realize that the government is lying to us. They want to get us through this, certainly this coming election. And then I think, of course, the bottom is going to fall out. But we'd like to know what you think. Our number is 1-800-544-8918, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. The coming war in the Middle East, the coming contraction of our economy here at home.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. The coming conflict in the Near East, the Middle East, what's happening in China. what's happening here at home as far as our economy is concerned, and what the future holds as far as the further contraction of our economy. But right now, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question or comment? Go ahead.
Well, I do have some comments here. I spent the last several months working in the Ron Paul campaign, and you know, with a lot of the people that were trying to get the delegates going, and he was in Spokane a couple of times, and there's thousands of people that showed up, and the key, of course, to everything was to get people that said they supported or believed in Ron Paul to go to caucus. Now, even though it was a record caucus in Spokane as far as numbers went, there was not as many of the people that would verbally or show their support for Ron Paul that showed up for caucus. And we mulled over this, and you just have to wonder about the depth of commitment for one, or the understanding of what people are looking for in a national leader. And are they looking for somebody that's like Camelot, somebody that just shows up to office and all their troubles go away? Or what it is, it was just an incredible conundrum watching this form, form in front of your face.
Okay, well, I can understand that. Basically, how do you get people really motivated as you are? And they have to realize that how important this is, that freedom is not free. People have to be involved or freedom is lost. And unfortunately, we have a subversive force within our society who hates freedom, wants to, of course, make this into a dictatorship. And if there are not enough people who are concerned, we're going to lose America. It's just that simple. So we need to do a better job of convincing them of the importance of what's going on today. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, I agree. It's just part of the process of being for the first time seriously involved in social and political affairs, and meeting with a lot of people that are just fairly naive with it. We've actually been astounded at what kind of rotten people there are. You cannot stretch your imagination that far to see how rotten people are. Amazing. But I was going to make a comment on the nomination for the president.
And, all right, before let me just put out our telephone number again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines on Wednesday, so give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Bruce from Spokane.
Well, we enjoyed a good battle. We enjoyed that, the battle is never quite won, the field is not never quite ours. So I think we enjoyed the struggle of trying to get this going, but also know down the road that we've got the collapse, we've got God's judgment coming. And who would you prefer to be in the seat of the president at the same time? That's one thing that people never forget. It doesn't matter how good or how bad the person was before me. When the calamity strikes, it's always the person that's sitting at the helm of the ship. And it could be Barack Obama again, because there's not much difference between him and Romney. And if Romney were elected and it collapsed on him, you wouldn't see a Republican elected for 40 years if the country would last that long afterwards, which is doubtful.
So you'd rather then have the whole economy collapse under Obama than under Romney, is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't like the country to collapse, but yes, if that were the reference, yes. But there's not a tinker's worth of difference between the two, except Romney's got black hair and Obama's black. So the choice was clear. You know, that's the thing, is everybody thinks they have choice A or choice B, but they never look down to choice C. And that's usually the better choice. The best people are always underfunded, underrepresented, and shunned by the mainstream media.
Well, basically, of course, Bruce, what we have to do is get people to understand the essence of this struggle, which, of course, is not political, it's spiritual. And that is where the big problem is. And that's why a lot of people will compromise their principles and vote for somebody like Obama, because, of course, they want what they think they have coming to them. They want what they are entitled to. And I was just telling my friend this evening, before we went on the program, something John Stromer had told me. And basically, he was giving a talk to about 150 Christian conservatives one evening, and he said to them, how many of us support the Constitution and want to maintain our freedom? And, of course, all the hands went up. And then he said, now, how many of you, I said, do you support our Constitution, want to maintain your freedom, and you wanted to give up your Social Security and your Medicare benefits? And nobody's hand went up, or one or two hands went up. You don't understand that there's no way you can be free and have a government that provides for you from the cradle to the grave. But
well,
that,
I'm sure that people, the younger generation knows that it's not going to be there. Well, at least they have a sort of awakening. But what is it that you're going to have to do if you look around and see a train wreck and you see the carnage scattered all over? Are they going to roll up their sleeves and clean it up, or are they going to run the other way?
Well, I think we have an obligation to be involved, which is why I do what I do,
well,
5 hours a day. And basically, of course, it's not a matter of if the system is going to collapse, it's a matter of when the system is going to collapse. Right now, there are about 56 million Americans getting Social Security, which costs about $700 billion a year. We have within the next 19 years another 79 million Americans are going to go on Social Security. Where's the money coming from? We don't have it. We've just wasted $1 trillion on a stupid non-existent make-believe war over there in the Middle East. Probably cost us another couple of $1 trillion to take care of. You know what it's like. I mean, this was not a real war. People were getting killed, but suddenly we've been financing the terrorist movement since it began many years ago, since it was actually organized initially by our own intelligence agencies, so we'd have a war. But basically, then Medicare, we have certainly, it's costing about $550 billion a year, got about 50 million people on it, but there's also going to be another 79 million people there. Basically, the whole system begins to fall apart in the year 2016. If you look at it realistically, they say it's going to go until 2026. Well, I think they're very, very optimistic. The whole system is going to begin to implode here in a few years, and there is no way you can continue borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar you spend. If they raise, certainly, the taxes dramatically, why, they'll crash the economy. And if they do not raise the taxes and cut spending, why, it would crash the economy. There's no way that we get out of the mess we're in now without doing totally reconstructing our government and getting back to the way it was intended, where the power and function of the central government is limited. And we're either going to do this electorally, or the whole thing's going to come crashing down. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and I think it's all going to start next year. Go right ahead, Bruce.
Well, just on a final note, we have, neither you or I are senile, and most of the people I talk to are not senile. But the problem is they're over 50, and they recognize where the country was, where it is now. And every youth knows very little different. They don't know, they don't know the history of America. They don't know what made America unique. They don't know, they know very little about the Constitution. And they, there's, if they're going to restore America, they don't even understand what they would try to restore it to. And it is getting the involvement of the youth that seems to be, you know, the conundrum that we have. It's just not something that I know how to do.
Well, my understanding, though, is that a lot of the support for Ron Paul has come from young people. And suddenly we hear about the massive rallies he had here in California on the college campuses. He'd get out 8,000 or 9,000 people to a lot of his talks. And I think that maybe the youth are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. They may never have learned about our Constitution, but they know something's wrong. And I will tell you, the Institute of the Constitution, as you know, every month we have Pastor David Whitney on to talk about setting up a program to teach the Constitution.
And I've taken that.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. I took my son. It's very one of the very few things that he went, and I was really proud of him. He did his homework, and he learned it. It was really something else.
Hold that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesdays. We want to hear from you out there in the audience. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and it's Open Line Wednesday, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and if you have a question or a comment, why would do our best to discuss it with you. Let's go to Eric right now, who's calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I guess it's a combine, as Pastor Whitney elucidated last night, the debt crisis is really a non-debt crisis, just like the energy crisis was a non-energy crisis, because it's all manipulated. Off broad. And so next year the Federal Reserve Charter is up for renewal. And Fulbright, when he ran for president in 92, the last time I was politically functional, I discovered that he had planned to implement John F. Kennedy's initiatives, including, of course, restoring the constitutional monetary system, at least to the extent of reactivating U.S. Treasury notes, and in the process, Fulbright did say, "Well, we'll just pay back." As Pastor Whitney said last night, there is that provision to buy back or reimburse the stockholders. So I think Fulbright said it was about $500 million. At 92. So, you know, and then, so I want to call everyone's attention to that. We really need to hammer away. We need to, refocus. Because Ron Paul, I've been listening to Alex Jones and the people calling in there, and, it's pretty obvious that, some nefarious lever was, pulled, to manipulate Ron Paul and his son to support this fraudulent New World Order conspirator, Mitt Romney. And so we need to take all the energy and focus, I would say, on John F. Kennedy's platform, as Bo Greitz was doing in 92. And so, you know, that would entail, as I'm doing, whenever there's a local person running for office, in this case there's a black man who's running for sheriff, whom I'm immensely motivated, inspired by. And I told him, hey, I think I'm going to re-register to vote because of you. And so I'm going to, you know, he's been receptive of hearing all this knowledge. So I'm going to motivate people throughout. There's four precincts in my area. I used to be a precinct delegate. So it's important that we utilize a candidate who acknowledges the insidious, infamous skullduggery corruption that's occurring at the local level. So
okay, Derek. Okay, I certainly agree with you, and I think that we need to do everything we can to call people's attention to the central banking system, which is a vehicle by which a small number of very, very wealthy people have been able to gain control of our economic system to create money out of nothing, and then to use that money to buy up certainly the politicians, to buy up the banks, to buy up the corporations, and of course, and to certainly establish this this totalitarian regime that has turned its back on its constitution, which once made America the envy of the world. Eric, thank you so very much for your call, and I hope you're successful. Anyway, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And just as Eric is involved locally in talking to politicians about the central banking system, so you should be as well. You need to understand that this is a conspiracy. And if you haven't read the treatises that I've written on our central banking system, go to my webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where we course trace the history of the central bank, starting at the time when America was founded as an independent nation. And certainly Thomas Jefferson did not want a central bank, but Alexander Hamilton did. He prevailed upon and got George Washington to support it. And so they established the first bank of the United States in 1789. And, of course, it was to last for 20 years. And it was 1791 they established the first central bank of the United States. And then, of course, it was to actually...
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Eric from Michigan had brought up the issue of the central bank we have here in the United States and how he's trying to educate his local sheriff, man running for the position of sheriff in his community, about the danger of the central bank. everybody should understand banking and the part that it plays in the world. Certainly, we've talked about how if you go into the time of ancient Athens and ancient Greece, you'll find how important it was for the people who were able to control the monetary system and how they used that power to centralize power in their own government. And then, of course, when Rome started out, they started out with a free, unbridled monetary system. But by 300 AD, why, of course, they had basically, in essence, a federal bank controlled by the central government. The emperor was Diocletian, and of course, they were providing suddenly bread and circuses for the people. They were providing entertainment for them. They had a welfare state, but financially, it didn't work. They couldn't bring in enough money to provide all the goodies for the people, so they had to inflate the money supply. And here's where they began clipping coins and clipping the edge off the coins, taking that metal and melting it down so they would have more money to pay for all the wonderful things they were giving the people. They had to destroy and progressively erode the value of money. And of course, despite everything they did, prices went through the roof, and so Diocletian declared wage and price controls. We're talking about 300 AD, and of course, despite the fact that there were capital punishment, you would be executed if you actually charged more than the government said you could for any specific item. The whole thing collapsed, and Diocletian resigned and said they went off to grow cabbages. Now, of course, the other half of the Roman Empire. Remember, Rome had been divided into two portions. One was the western half, which collapsed in 476. The other was the area that was based around Constantinople. It was known as the Byzantine Empire. And it lasted for another 1,000 years because they had a solid currency, because they did not debase their currency. And, of course, the Byzantine Empire did not fall until the 1400s. And so it was fascinating to me to hear Ron Paul speaking about this one evening. The only other person I ever heard who was actually could speak intelligently on the history of money, because he probably knows a lot more about it than I do, but certainly he talked about Diocletian and what happened in 300 AD, and it's been happening over and over and over again in the intervening century, almost 2,000 years, and we find the same thing happened. Certainly, the Lombard banking system, the banking system that existed in Venice, the banking system that existed in Great Britain when Great Britain formed their central bank, and we could go on and on with this story, but certainly, time and again, they've tried the system of paper money. It's always failed, and they've always had to go back to a system, a monetary system, based upon gold and silver. And remember, it was in August of 15th of 1971 when Richard Nixon announced that there was going to be a temporary suspension of the redeemability of paper money for gold, but it was only temporary. Well, here we are 40 years later, and we still have that temporary suspension of the relationship between paper money and gold. But believe me, the whole system is coming crashing down very soon. And the majority of the people, the vast majority of people who are in paper money are going to lose everything they have. Please go to shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. Read what John Williams has to say. He's an economist. He's a lot smarter at this than I am. And he will simply tell you that you have only a relatively short period of time to get your money out of the value of your life savings, out of paper money, because when this system comes down, it's going to come down with a resounding a thud, and most people are going to end up being impoverished. And everything they've invested their whole lives to create and save is going to be lost. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let me suggest you simply get my little pamphlet on the history of money. It's 5 newsletters. And then, of course, a little pamphlet is 5 newsletters called The Prophetic Warning. It is simply an analysis of Andrew Jackson's farewell address to Congress in 1837. 1837, it's as true today as it was when Andrew Jackson gave that speech. That is Prophetic Warning and the History of Money, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you will want to read Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Fine. I was going to say about the use of the drones and the way in which the loss of civilian life becomes incidental to the American people, the way that they don't see the carnage of it, or it seems that it's more humanitarian because these are more precise strikes and whatnot, when this is not really true. If anything, remote war, all it's doing is causing less casualties on the side of the United States. And what I'm wondering about this, if this is a part of creating the illusion of peace, because war is starting to seem more humane when in fact the military bases are not withdrawn, and it's creating the illusion that we are winding down from war when really it is anything but.
Well, I'll tell you what, they've done a survey of people throughout the world, and in every other country besides the United States, people oppose the use of drones, I mean, by 80 or 90%. Here in the United States, people approve the use of drones to kill people in other countries, and they're not concerned that they're killing innocent women or children, or the fact that Barack Obama ordered the murder of a 16-year-old boy who is in no way was a terrorist. He just ordered him to be killed, and the man who was with him, another 16-year-old boy. Barack Obama ordered their murder because, of course, his boy's father was a terrorist. And when we can start killing boys 16 years old who are American citizens, when there is no evidence they're involved in terrorism, then nobody's life or children's life are safe. And the fact that the American people really don't care is because I think one day going to be used as incriminating evidence when the same horrors are brought upon the American people. I share your concern, Bill. I think the use of drones is humane. It makes it impersonal. It's almost like a video game now. And they can sit in their little tents over there, the little buildings over in Nevada, and they can direct those drones, and they can kill women and children. And they don't even know who they are. It's all a video game. Anything else, Bill?
Does that create the illusion of peace?
I'm not sure it creates the illusion of peace, but it's so impersonal. I mean, certainly, if you can kill 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people, but you never see them, why it's not as if they're already dead. It's simply the illusion. It's a matter that we have the illusion they didn't die because we did not see their hands and arms and legs and faces and ears and eyes blown off. They're simply a statistic. And the tragic thing to me, Bill, is that most Americans really don't care. How many people are killed by our military? We probably about 1 million people have died, because of George Bush taking us into a war in Iraq, lying to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction. And of course, but he's not being held responsible. I will tell you that people throughout the world hold him responsible, but the American people don't worry about it. Certainly, as long as football season's going to be here in a couple of months, and as long as our team is doing well in the World Series. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I will tell you, Bill, one day there's going to be a day of reckoning, and God is going to bring his judgment on America. And it reminds me of that sign I saw on a car. It said, God is coming soon, and boy, is he mad. And the one thing I fear is the wrath of God. Anything else, Bill?
That probably sums it up, I guess.
Well, I share your concern, but certainly, there, as long as we don't see the dead bodies, why we don't feel that we in any way have a responsibility.
Empires can go on for thousands and thousands of years doing this, and, you know, the people just basically block it out is the problem.
I think you're absolutely right, but the problem is that God doesn't block it out. And, of course, we can look at things certainly from a mechanistic point of view, or we can look at it with the realization that there is a God, and God judges individuals. And God judges nations. And I fear what's going to happen when God's judgment comes on America, and it can come very quickly, and most Americans are not going to have time to repent at that time. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, I share your concern. I think that the church has failed its mission here. Our ministers, we have some ministers who are doing a wonderful job, who are trying to focus their parishioners' attention on what's going on. But so many of them simply, we just want to teach the Bible verse by verse, but we never want to talk about what any of the real issues are. And we would never want to talk about the fact that God does bring his judgment on nations, the fact that we are to fear the Lord, and certainly, basically, the whole idea of fear of the Lord has simply been removed from the lexicon of our churches today, which is why the book we carry, Chuck Chrismeyer, it's called The Fear of the Lord. The book is called The Secret of the Lord, and it's about fear of the Lord, but the secret of the Lord is so vitally important. It calls our attention about the things we should be concerned about and the church is not speaking out on. Anything else?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is accurate. If you listen to a lot of other programs on the station, it's like they're still living like it was 50 years ago. Millions of people were being killed in wars back then as well. So this is just more of the same. I'm wondering when it's finally going to stop. And I don't know.
It will probably not stop during our lifetime. I do not think it will stop until the Lord comes again. I don't know when he's coming again, but all the terrible things that are happening make me think that it may be much sooner. I don't think God is going to hold off his judgment on America indefinitely. I really don't.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's pretty warfare-like, and people should be really paying attention to, the brunt of the foreign policy, the impact on the people that are the target of this. The fact that that's not being done is a war crime.
Well, I think men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And I fear that most Americans today are accomplices to the drone attacks and the mass murder that is taking place time and time and time again. Okay, thanks very much for calling. Parting thought before we let you go.
Even on the news feeds, even on the alternative media, they tend to show the drones a little too much or show the technology a little too much. And even this, I think people need to be aware of, because the video depictions basically acclimate you to the technology. And just as you say, you don't see the people being exploded. So what they're doing, even through the alternative media, and I'm not putting it all of alternative media down because a lot of it is good, but, there's a lot of censorship going on in this country. That's all that I have to say.
All right, fine, and hopefully we'll have Dan from Florida very soon. We'll get him up on the board right now. Eric, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. There's a gentleman, Heal Our Land Ministries, Peter Kershaw, dear brother in the Lord. He has created a ministry based on, like it says here, the Unlicensed Clergy, America's True Founding Fathers. That's one of his compilations and DVD. He authored a book called In Caesar's Grip, regarding church and corporations. And then he features other people. There's an attorney, Shelby Sharp, who does a presentation called Tort and Religion. He's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a J.T. Headley, Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. Then there's a Pastor John Weaver.
Okay, Eric, we've got some other callers, so thank you very much for calling back. Let's go to Dan calling from Florida. Dan, did you have a question or comment?
Thanks for taking my call.
And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Dan, what did you want to say?
First, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of an organization called the 10th Amendment Center?
I'm not sure. I may have. It's vaguely familiar, but I wouldn't want to comment on it. What about it?
Well, I advise you to go to their website when you have a chance. There's an article there today entitled Alabama Adopts First Official State Ban on UN Agenda 21. It says Alabama became the first state to adopt a tough law protecting private property and due process by prohibiting any government involvement with or participation in a controversial United Nations scheme known as Agenda 21.
Well, of course, the Agenda 21 is a subversive movement. This whole thing certainly is treasonous, and I'm glad that they're calling attention to that fact.
So I bring that to your attention in this 10th Amendment Center because upon maybe a little more investigation on your part, it might be that you could strike up a conversation with somebody from that organization at some point. I think there's a lot of issues there that they're talking about, and you are, and they seem to be on the same wavelength.
That sounds like a good idea. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Hang on there, Dan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. It's the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs on a regular basis to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day live, and then, of course, 24 hours a day through the miracle of our website, to bring people the information they're not going to learn elsewhere, and bring them the historical background of our fraudulent financial system, and tell them where they can get the information they need to be able to address the problems today. And we hope that many of you will go to our website and Sydney, radioliberty.com, and go there and look at the DVDs we have posted. Listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters, see the section on occult symbols, because we have an excellent section that the Barrett Show's put up there. There are occult emblems or occult symbols that have been around for thousands of years. They all have spiritual significance, and they're recognized by people within the secret societies. They understand what's going on. The average individual can look at these emblems. They have no idea what they represent. And that's why we have a section on my webpage on occult symbols. We hope you'll go there, that you'll read them, and then, of course, you'll help us to get the information out. Because, case, what's really going on today is there has been for 3,000 years secret societies. And we go into the background of that in our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and in so many of the other talks that we've given, and some of the more recent talks, Sydney, are available, that will take you into the background of the secret societies, which are not imaginary. They exist. And such a beautiful program just last night with Mike Hansen on the Bohemian Grove. But it's simply one of a number of secret societies. Incidentally, we do have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have the DVD on the Bohemian Grove that Alex Jones shot. And, of course, then we have the book by Mike Hansen on the Bohemian Grove. And you must understand that this is basically a Luciferian organization. I'm not saying everybody belongs to it as Luciferian, but certainly even Richard Nixon was offended by the homosexual activity there, as have been others, and we were so concerned about some coach from who had pedophilic relations with students, and I think we should be offended. But should we be offended that some of the key people in our government are involved in pedophilia, and the intelligence agencies provide little children to service them at the Bohemian Grove? Should we be concerned that many officials of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church are into pedophilia? And should we be concerned that some officials at the highest levels of the Protestant Church are into pedophilia and homosexuality and other forms of sexual perversion? And we should be. But they're simply manifestations of the spiritual battle that is taking place today. So go to our website and Sydney, see our section on occult symbols, Sydney, our DVDs, our Sydney, our books, our newsletters, and get this information, introduce other people to it. So they begin to understand that the battle we're fighting is not political, it's not ideological, it's not cultural. It is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological and cultural battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle that goes back to the beginning of recorded time and certainly can readily be traced all back to about 4,400 years to the time of the Great Flood. So please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back in just a moment with the next hour right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, as soon as our producer can get Bob on the line. And Bob is a fascinating individual, certainly. We have him on frequently because even though many of these issues we've never discussed, why we find out, I find out that he knows many of the same people that I do, and we've crossed paths many times and directly in the past. But Bob Fletcher actually had a toy company. He was doing quite well in the early 1980s with the toy company. And somebody came along and suggested that they would be able to make a lot more money if this man was allowed to invest, and they could get all sorts of fancy machinery, and Bob would make a lot more money. And foolishly, he invested with this gentleman, and it turned out that this man was a CIA agent, and he was going to use Bob's toy company as a front for smuggling weapons to the Contras, a front for smuggling weapons to Iran, and that became the Iran-Contra. And of course, Bob suddenly found himself in the middle of that whole problem. Well, I'm going to ask our producer, Sidney Ari. Ari, would you please call our Bob Fletcher? We'd love to get him on the line. Ari, if you're there, please call Bob Fletcher. We do need to get him on the line so that we can... he has a special subject he's going to be with us on this evening, and I'm just going to give you a little music for the time being and see if I can track him down.
Boy.
Bob Fletcher, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to let you go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay.
I've already introduced you, told them about your relationship to this CIA agent who was involved with Iran-Contra. And, then suddenly you're drawn into this whole incredible conspiratorial movement, and of course pointed out that even though you and I have never met personally, we've met so many of the same people and talked to the same people. So you go right ahead. What are we going to discuss tonight?
Well, as you know, I've investigated pretty much corruption in government for so many years, and I'm always looking for something that that seems to be askew. And of course, most of the most of our investigations that we've carried out have been related to corruption in government and that type of thing. And of course, the scoundrels that carry out all of the one world order, this idea of single government. And so the other day, though, I saw something was a little unusual for myself to look into.
All right, well, you sort of hang on to that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Of course, I guess it's Bob Fletcher. He was simply commenting that he was surprised some years ago to find out that the Indonesian government had actually paid Russians to come down with their weather control mechanisms to create storms to blow the smoke from extensive forest fires away from their cities. I might comment that we're going to see the Olympics held in China here in just a few, before too long. I'm sorry, the Olympics will be held in England before too long. And I'm not sure what this is all about, but I remember reading recently that it was either the Chinese or the English were going to actually to have storms on the day of the Olympics opened, or these trials opened, because they wanted it to rain that day. And they can actually create rain anytime they want to. Well, then Bob was talking about the fact that certainly the tobacco companies had killed millions and millions of people in the United States pushing the cigarettes. Now they're having difficulty pushing the cigarettes in the United States. So they're shifting their advertising to third world countries, and they're starting to get children 1, 2, 3 years of age smoking. So that they will actually, of course, become habituated, and they will smoke all of their lives. And we're talking about several billion people in foreign countries who are intentionally being introduced and then habituated and addicted to cigarettes that our tobacco companies know will eventually kill them. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And my the point that I wanted to make tonight was, obviously, that here we had a situation a couple of years ago where the Indonesian government was caring for their people enough at that point in time. They were caring for their people enough that they actually were spending multi-millions to try and clear the air of smoke, just general smoke. And by the way, this was from these major forest fires in other countries that actually had been blowing the smoke onto the into the Indonesian islands. And, you know, and I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. Of course, number one, the fact that, which is a separate program story, and that is, of course, the fact that the capability to control the weather is that good now. They have that ability. But the point is that today, as of 2012, the tobacco companies that were hanging by a string a few years ago, obviously, because they just couldn't even, you know, they, compared to their old sales, they just can't sell cigarettes in the United States anymore. It's the not only restricted, but taxed so high, et cetera, that the tobacco companies are just about totally out of business. And when they, of course, looked at their position, that they could not sell in the United States, unbeknownst to myself and I guess to most everybody, they were out trying to figure out, where do we sell? What do we do? Do we go out of business? Do we start selling something else? Or what are we going to do? Are we just going to fold up? So what they did was gone out, and they have now shifted gears. So in Indonesia, where they were few years back trying to save lives by getting rid of the forest fire smoke, they now, the tobacco companies, have gone in and they have purchased every small or medium or big size tobacco operation in Indonesia has been bought out by the major tobacco companies from the United States. They've gone in and taken over all of it. What I mean by that is they purchased all of the farms that were growing it. They've gone into all the processing plants and either closed them down or brought in their new equipment, their big equipment from the United States. They've been actually shipping it over there. And also, of course, going into other areas that are third world nations, that we consider third world nations, of course, with don't have the education, et cetera, et cetera. And they have no regulation, because they have gone in and bribed the parliamentary government of Indonesia and other countries. They bribed the people they needed sufficiently, so they have no restrictions on cigarettes. So what we're looking at is, and to me, it was just such a personal affront. You know, whatever happened to America's self-respect? Whatever happened to the American business guy that could make a successful business, but didn't have to do it by killing people and lying to them. Like the mayor of New York City is enraged, and he's personally actually giving away, Mayor Bloomberg is actually giving away his personal, some of his personal wealth, multi-millions of dollars, to try and stop this kind of stuff. The truth is, and he made this statement himself, that the only product in the world, when it used properly, as recommended by the seller, that's cigarettes, the only product in the world that will kill one half of the users if they use it as recommended. What kind of a product is that? And I've never been on the one side or another. I don't smoke. I realize how totally I feel it's an ignorant thing to do. Obviously, you take your dollar bills and roll them up and burn them and throw them away. You know, you might as well give your money away as opposed to smoking it and putting, ingesting this junk into your lungs. But when we look at American corporations now moving out to third world nations, they've gone into like South Africa, they've gone into the Indonesian area, they've gone into several of the countries again that are very poorly educated, and they certainly are not educating anybody, and they are selling cigarettes, aiming their advertising on to children. And when people say, oh well, what do you mean, you know, they actually are setting up cigarette sales stands, little booths, directly in front of the grade schools throughout Indonesia, and selling cigarettes to kids of any age. If a 6 or a 5 year old goes in and wants to buy cigarettes, they can buy one at a time in front of their grade schools throughout the country of Indonesia. They're advertising it, of course, as being cool and fun and sexy and neat if you want to be in the in crowd, just like they did 60 years ago here in the United States. And they've even regenerated all of their old advertising that's been run out of town, so to speak, in the United States. And what do I mean by that? They've regenerated this thing. What was it? The camel they used on one cigarette, and then of course the other one, the cowboy, the Marlboro Man riding on his horse, and then of course also they're using pretty young, sexy girls selling and doing their advertising.
But Bob, of course, if you look at this, you can say, well, they're just trying to make a buck. I do not think so. I think that there is a population control agenda. That's exactly why, because they got women to smoke here in the United States, and they've killed millions of women, and they came up with it. When I went to medical school, why cancer of the lung was a man's disease. We didn't see men dying of cancer of the lung. And then, of course, the tobacco companies came up with their advertising campaign targeting women, and of course, all the motion pictures you saw, it was always a woman smoking. And that was the end thing to do. Now, eventually, they moved away from that because they want to keep American population intact so they can use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about their world government. But they really do want to eliminate large segments of the population throughout the rest of the world, which is why they pushed abortion and sterilization and contraceptives and contraceptive pills. But they also bring in new diseases. They create new diseases. They find means of making deadly diseases more communicable among individuals. And this is what they've done with the avian flu virus. But they're pushing smoking because they know it will kill a large part of the population. They're suppressing effective treatments for cancer. They know how to stop cancer, and they have these treatments locked up. They discourage any effort to come up with an effective treatment. They recommend treatments like radiation and chemotherapy that they know are not effective for many cancers, and they give it anyway. People become intensely ill. But you see, the last thing they would want is for people to have effective treatments for their cancers. As incredible as it may seem, that's exactly what's going on with tobacco. One agenda is to make money, but there's another agenda, and that is to kill all these little children as they grow older. Seems inhumane, but when you understand that people like the Rockefellers and Bill and Melinda Gates and Ted Turner and so many of these people are involved in this, the population control agenda program, it all begins to make sense. Go right ahead.
Right, and of course you're correct on that. They talk about eliminating people that what they refer to as the useless eaters, the large volume of general public throughout the world. In the projection is, believe it or not, that within this century, 1 billion people will die directly from the cigarette usage. And of course, when you start them off as young as 5-year-olds, and get them hooked, by the time they're 15, they're already probably, on the way to having lung cancer.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And I'm always just saying there was a time when you were proud to be an American. I mean, being an American was something very, very special. Americans were honest. Americans were hardworking. Americans wanted to help others. And now, of course, we see the increasing corruption. We see the testimony before Congress, you know, when MF Global, they lost $1.6 to $2 trillion. They have no idea what happened to it, but the CEO is going to take full responsibility. Is he going to give the money back? Oh, no, we're not going to give it back. It was just all a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot move that sum of money around, not even $1 million, without a record. They can track down a few dollars here, there, or elsewhere. It's all a scam. They have these meetings before Congress, and it's all public relations to make you think Congress is going to do something, and they're not going to, at least most of them aren't. What people have to understand is that there are two Americas. There's the America we love. That's the visible government, certainly, that stands for principles and God and family and country. But there is an invisible government, and they're the ones, of course, who believe in this population control agenda, who are actively involved in killing billions of people throughout the world. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, billions of people. We funded the Chinese one-child policy that has admittedly killed 400 million unborn children by abortion. But, of course, through contraception and injections and sterilization, prevented the birth at least of another 3 billion. So you're really talking about 1.6 billion children just in China alone. We've done the same thing in Russia and in India. And we're talking about 3 to 4 billion children who were killed, and most of this was funded directly from America. Certainly the Chinese one-child policy was funded by international Planned Parenthood, financed with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen, your tax money. But certainly this is not something we're proud of, but this is done by the invisible government. Most people have no idea it even exists. They cannot differentiate the visible government from the invisible government. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and talk about Chinese or China. Again, in the tobacco arena, the major tobacco company had just cut. Philip Morris. I'm not dead positive. Pretty sure it's Philip Morris. Whoever owns the Marlboro cigarettes, they just cut a deal, got a contracted deal with the Chinese government. They will introduce, very shortly, probably in matter of fact within 60 days, Marlboro cigarettes full time into China. Now this had never been done before, but they have an exclusive contract now to be selling the old Marlboro cigarettes. And like you said, right now they're looking at 1.5 billion people as prospective new customers to line up and to be the first to get their deposit down on a coffin for all their cigarette smoking. So the Marlboro man, now the cowboy, I like to see that advertising, but the cowboy on the horse, the Marlboro man, is now being introduced into China and will be the new hero for the Chinese youth, and they'll be selling it as they do in South Africa, Mexico, Pakistan, and Indonesia. They'll be selling and marketing their cigarettes to all the youngsters there. And with no restrictions, which they don't have in these countries, none whatsoever, for any reason at all, no restrictions, they literally are selling the cigarettes in front of the little grade schools throughout these third world nations. And like Coca-Cola was extraordinarily successful many years ago going into the third world nations with their drink Coca-Cola signs, which just simple thing, just in Spanish it was Tome Coca-Cola, and you could find it in the jungles of South America when I was down there. You actually could see it tacked up, the drink Coca-Cola jungle. Well, they'll be doing the same thing, and they are doing the same thing with cigarettes and putting them all over to where every 50 feet in the Indonesian government, the major cities in Indonesia, every 50 feet is a smoking and a tobacco commercial stuck up on the tree. So they'll be down all throughout these nations.
Hold that thought, Bob.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and to get your webpage out. Tell people how they can get your videos, how they can get it to your website. And okay. then we'll get back to this, what I believe is population control. Certainly there are profits to be made in selling cigarettes to little children, but there's a much larger diabolical agenda. And if those of you who have not heard my talks on planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide, and my latest talk on the population control, the covert agenda, population control, the covert agenda. It's available on DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Bob.
Sure. And one of the, as a matter of fact, I'll give you folks my address, including my computer web page, my website, which is BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that'll put you up to our website. If you simply put in Bob Fletcher Investigations or Bob Fletcher Conspiracies or Bob Fletcher Government or whichever, any of those keywords even, will pretty much bring my website up, so it's easy to remember. If those folks that may not be on a computer, have a computer readily available, you can drop me a note, and that's at Bob Fletcher Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho 83803. And we have all of the major inquiries and investigations that we've been involved with. All are on DVD and are readily available to everyone that might be interested. And, you know, one of the first inquiries that I put down, and our exposés, we like to refer to them as, that I did available on a DVD, I did a few years back, and was when I had discovered several books and actual documentation and related to the plan that Stan's referring to eliminate large numbers of the population and to generally lay out the whole 30 to 40 year plan on how to move the United States into a world government, a single government, eliminating our Constitution and eliminating the Bill of Rights and all of that, and how they would go about doing it. And I discovered actually there's three or four major documents that we have on our very first DVD available on my webpage, and that's called Invasion and Betrayal. And in that DVD, we do go over all of the documents I'm referring to, different books and plans, et cetera, that were that go back as far as 30 or 40 years. And you could conjure that it goes back farther than that, but it actually in black and white was laid down very vividly in one book that I was able to track down that I did not believe was even real when I first heard about it. And that was, of course, it's called The Report from Iron Mountain. And, of course, we've talked about it previously, Stan, and you have some reports relative to that as well. But the Iron Mountain report, as it was referred to, was done during the Kennedy, well, it started during the Kennedy administration, and it became a hand-me-down to President Johnson after they eliminated Kennedy because he disagreed with a few things they planned, and they absolutely just removed him because of it. And Johnson was the one that received the final report from Iron Mountain. And absolutely bewildering when you look at it today, because, of course, it's in retrospect. You can look back because this was printed in black and white form in, I believe it was 67. Again, it was put together for 2 or 3 years over a period of time, just leading up to the time when Kennedy was killed. And then the next few years was when it was actually, so to speak, leaked to the general public. But the Iron Mountain Report specifies, it says, you know, how do we go about getting the American people to agree to buy into a world government? How can we do that? So they laid down for themselves, like an outline, a list of 9 or 10 different major points that they would have to do. And one, of course, was to eliminate the Constitution, and that they would do that by signing and putting together a whole multitude of international treaties that would, in fact, slowly replace our standing constitutional government. And, of course, in there they said, how can we do that? One thing they said, we have to merge. We want to get everybody to think that we're going to eliminate the defense budgeting and the defense money, because we're no longer going to be fighting Russia, and we will no longer be telling the world that we're fighting Russia, and we're not going to be fighting Red China, and we're not going to have these regular enemies that we've used so long to convince the people that they need to keep giving us all this tax money because we have to build weapons. So they said, what are we going to replace that with? So they very specifically put it in black and white. What if we tell them that they have to be afraid of terrorists? It would be like an unknown. It would not be a specific country. So we can still talk everybody into coming together, all the different nations of the world, under world government. But we still have to be able to take all of this money that we now have on a defense budget. We have to move it under a different title. So they said, what are we going to do? And they said, let's come up with a thing. We'll call it terrorist. And it'll be an unknown nation. And we can keep spending the same money. And we can take the same big, outrageous budget that we do every year to put it underneath the defense. But it'll be not aimed at an individual country. So they said, we'll convince the world that we have terrorists. And we have to fight and take the money for that. And then, of course, they even said, well, if we have to, maybe we'll tell them that there's going to be meteors or flying saucers or out of space kind of a problem. And so they said that might work. So they kept that in there under their title there for defense. Then they also, they said, we have to always think, convince the people that they are in fear of their life, because if they're not scared to death of some unknown factor, they're not going to be easily directed by government. The government doesn't need to exist in a controlling position of their people if, under their flag, whoever it is, if in fact the people don't think they need them to protect them. So they said that what we have to do is constantly always have something that's going to scare the people. It could be global warming. Now, you have to remember, this was done in the 60s, and they actually came and wrote down in this plan, they said, if we tell the people today that global warming is going to affect our crops and our economy and the future of the world, that'll be a good idea also. That'll work. And they said that if we change laws starting in the 60s and the 70s and make it easier for industry to pollute under these more easy guidelines, if we do that, then we're going to be able to keep a control and convince the people to move under world government, because they said in 30 years, if we start today, in 30 years, they'll be believing the conditions of the world, global warming and all of that. So all of these things that we're looking at today in the news every day that pops up, These are things that literally were written in black and white in the report from Iron Mountain laid out by government people in the 60s.
And that's a report from Iron Mountain. We don't carry it, but it is available on the Internet, and you can purchase it from Amazon. The report from Iron Mountain, not imaginary. Everything is calculated, and the fact that you never hear about this from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead.
And what was amazing, again, not to beat this Iron Mountain thing to death, but the point, I guess, was that the Iron Mountain report, it covered the psychology of what they actually would do. They analyzed war and explained, again, this was a plan of their own, but they had to have all of this to present to the United Nations and to all the different countries at that time for their have them move along with us. And it included the fact that their opinion was that you had to have war and fear of death of the citizens of different countries on a regular basis, or you couldn't maintain control over the people and, of course, over their taxation. And so every little part was broken down, their analysis, and it's the most cold-hearted kind of a thing I've ever seen, the idea that that our country would put together a plan of this sort was just a mind-boggling for me. And again, my discovery of that was in approximately 1994 when I actually got that report. And when I went over it, it was sort of, I guess, what really finalized my decision in life, and that was to keep chasing these bad guys, because it's just so, I don't know, it was so overwhelming. I already had, of course, my own experiences with extraordinarily corrupted government, with my little toy company that you mentioned earlier, and to finally see that this was real, when these people were telling me, people that were aware of it ahead of myself, and were telling me about world government and the plan to do that, I was kind of a stick in the mud, and I said, prove it to me. How can you prove that people really plan to do this? And son of a gun, there was the Iron Mountain Report and two or three other little books that had been put together all the way back to the 30s and the 40s that implied and very clearly implicated that world government back that far was being planned by the elitist of the world.
And basically, because I read this back in the 1960s, the report from Iron Mountain, a long-term planning to convince us that there was going to be an environmental crisis, that global warming was to be a reality, and, of course, to mobilize the people in fear behind their government. And the government then has to protect them from the very threat that the people, the invisible government, have created. Until you can understand, we have a visible government, we have an invisible government. We have a government that represents American values. We have a government that represents certainly diabolical values and is manipulating us and has killed countless millions of people and will kill billions of more if we don't stop them. Go right ahead, Bob. We've just got a couple of minutes before we have to let you go.
Okay. And in the Iron Mountain Report, again, it also refers, as you mentioned, the idea that they had to maintain the population of the whole world at a certain point, and they indicated that we had already back then moving in a direction where there was too many people, and that they talk in there about war in terms of how many people would be okay. It would be an acceptable number to die in different wars, different military conflicts, and that every time they went into these variety of conflicts, that they discussed ahead of time how many American boys would be okay to kill, to let them die in a given conflict, and that was simply part of the plan. And none of these people, of course, that were putting this together, planned to be putting on a helmet and picking up a rifle to go behind the lines themselves, but they were going to lay out and analyze how many would be an acceptable number to kill. And once they move forward with the plan, the plan was to replace the enemies that were standard enemies for so many years and to replace them with new artificial enemies and to keep people busy. They talked about, and this is important too, again, because it makes the reality of this report so real. This was before we were going anyplace with the space program. You'll remember Kennedy was the one that made that wonderful speech about we're going to go to the stars, you know, and give us the money and we'll be able to land on the moon, and that'll be the start of what was NASA at that time. Previously, we didn't have that. And part of that was explained in the Iron Mountain Report as being a program that would go on forever as long as the government wanted to talk to people into giving money to go to the moon, because if we reached the moon, they said we could always tell the Americans that we're going to try to go to Mars. So you would have a never-ending use of the people's money.
Did you ever wonder why it was so important to go to the moon? And because it's all built up with the controlled media. Isn't it exciting? We can put a man on Mars. We can put them in the space station. And I say, so what? Why are we doing this? It's to waste money, ladies and gentlemen, and to bankrupt America and a great division to the American people. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, and then we'll let you go.
Okay, well, if folks are interested, I know a lot of people are aware of the Iron Mountain Report.
For generations,
these
dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable
cost. But the report from Iron Mountain, at my website, BobFletcherInvestigations.com, you can get the Invasion and Betrayal DVD that shows all of these older plans in black and white, even though we no longer have it in a printed form. But look it up if you're skeptical about that. Just look up the report from Iron Mountain. They do have it available on the computer website. Several of them carry it. And you can look at it and read it. It's just amazing. You have to bear in mind, this is something
heart disease
done
is on the rise.
Like in
clogged
the
60s, arteries,
like
high blood
said,
pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, irregular heartbeat are just a few of these
way,
that can alert you that something's wrong. Here,
that's
our heart
never
and body
been
extract
completely
is making a difference in
and
thousands of people's lives across America.
By Lyndon Johnson, forever until there's some special release of it. And they probably will never do that. But the summary and total explanation is available, and you need to look at that and read it. For anybody that tells you, that maybe you're a conspiracy nut because you listen to Stan's program or somebody else's, or you get involved with studying this stuff, you can certainly put an end to anybody's concern as to whether this is real or not by going over that report from Iron Mountain.
1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of prostate support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try.
God bless you, Bob. Thanks so much.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do, of course, you've enjoyed Bob's discussion. This is very real. They're actually killing people intentionally throughout the world. If you haven't seen my talks on planned population reduction on DVD, none dare call it genocide on DVD, or our latest one, Population Control, the Covert Agenda, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That is planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide, or our latest production, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And then if you want something written, you'll certainly want to get my book on, my pamphlet on the Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, you can get off the internet, or if you buy anything from us, just ask for a free copy, we'll send it along. Then, of course, we do hope you want to get the New Order of the Barbarians. Basically, this is the plan, or more or less a general plan, as laid out by Dr. Richard Day from Planned Parenthood. He laid this out in June or July of 1969. It was recorded by Randy Engel, and actually I did some of the one of the recordings there. And we make this available. You can get the transcript or the 4-tape or CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. Bob was talking about the report from Iron Mountain. You can get that from Amazon. You can find it up on the internet. And you can pull the whole thing down from the internet if you want to. The report for Iron Mountain, where they tell you about how they're going to use the environment to frighten the people. How the threat of global warming is going to be used to frighten the people. And how you are being manipulated today by the people who control your reality. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope if you're in a position, you'll support Radio Liberty. We'd love to welcome you to the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, we hope that you'll read our newsletters at radioliberty.com, watch our DVDs, and certainly listen to our radio programs. You can listen to them 5 hours a day live, 3 or 4 hours a day live at our website, and the others, of course, at AmericanNewsNet.com, the American Freedom Network. I said that you can listen to our programs on shortwave. You can listen to it on a telephone if you have unlimited time. You can listen to us on the internet. You can listen to us on radio stations across America, and you can find the list of the radio stations at www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we want to point out that this is really a spiritual battle. It's been going on for 4,000 years. We can trace it back at least 3,000 years, but this really is the age-old conflict. Certainly, it involved Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great, and certainly Socrates and Pythagoras, and the Pythagorean mysteries are the same, come from the same source that we see today. If you want to get an analysis of what this is about from the other side, let me simply suggest that you get Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. The Lost Symbol. It's a contemporary book which discusses the same forces that we talk about, only from the other side, to tell you how wonderful this is and how this ties into modern-day masonry and the house of the temple, and how you, too, can become part and parcel of this movement and develop supernatural power. And you can, ladies and gentlemen. You can develop supernatural power, but at the cost of your eternal salvation, at the cost of your eternal soul. Understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And then, of course, under no circumstances, sacrifice your soul in pursuit of the false promise of prosperity. But certainly we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, Radio Liberty. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We need to spend more time on the doing something about it part. That is because we must do something about it. Every law, every rule, every regulation.